This is the Banner of Truth radio broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Pastor Hans Overduin speaking. This message is on the subject of summertime from the Bible's perspective. Maybe you too already have all kinds of plans for this summer. Is a big part of your whole summer picture, especially also that God's Word be listened to and obeyed? Will God's Word be a lamp unto your feet and a light upon your path as you enter into the summer of 2002? I tell you, there's nothing like it, really. Hear me out and find out for yourself. There are at least 25 references directly or indirectly linked with summertime in the Bible. Looking at some of these texts and others related to it, let me show you from the Bible's perspective, summertime is a special season of praise, of prayer, of productivity, of peril, of passing, of preparation, and of pleasure. Yes, let me show you this from God's Word now. And as we go through these points, ask yourself, do I view summertime in this biblical, godly way too, or not? Looking at two verses from the Old Testament, we can learn why summertime should lead us to praise God. In Genesis 8, verse 22, God says, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." And in Psalm 74, 17, we read concerning God, "Thou hast made summer and winter." These verses teach, surely, that summertime is a gift from God. Yes, every year again. He gives us the seasons. He gives us also this summertime we are coming into now. And think of it, what all God provides for us in the summer. Don't you see, too, there is so much reason to praise the Lord? The beauty of this season, the growth in this season, the warmth of this season, the harvests in this season, the opportunities of this season, the abundance of life in this season, it is all from His hand. A matter of His gracious, almighty faithfulness. God's true people don't believe the evolutionary myth that Mother Earth of herself comes to fruitful life in summer. No, but it is God's handiwork, God's undeserved mercy and blessing upon us, each season again, and every summer anew. Summertime gives reason for special and abundant praise to God. Is that what you will be about too, this summer? Notice next, summer, from the Bible's perspective, calls for prayer to God. Here I would draw your attention again to Psalm 74, 17. When the psalmist there says, "Thou hast made summer and winter," he is saying that in prayer to God, pleading for further mercies and grace, and for God's almighty saving hand in the evil times in which he lived. The believing psalmist made the fact of summertime as God's gift to us as a pleading ground for His greater gifts of salvation as promised in His Word and covenant of grace. Each summertime should remind us so clearly, God is good and kind, full of life-giving power even for the most undeserving of sinners, and it should lead to prayer that He may work with saving power in us and through us. Oh, all the life and beauty of each summertime, let us not look at it from a secular, ungodly mindset, but see in it a dim reflection of what God is most about and most pleased to do in and through His Son, Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Savior. Through Him, by grace, through faith, God triune is out to give life-renewing, eternally saving power to people like us who are by nature dead in sins and trespasses. Let the summer season itself give you encouragement in your prayers for yourself and others. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, and who gives each summer season. I mean, what can be impossible with Him? Arise, O God, prays the psalmist of Psalm 74, who realized summertime as God's gift to us. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Have respect unto the covenant. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Will this summer of 2002 be a prayer season also for you? Notice next how summertime in the Bible is also pictured as a time of productivity. Again, this is something we learn from summer too in nature. Summertime is a time of productivity when farmers prepare their fields and sow and plant. And we see it all develop in the days and weeks ahead with the warm rain and sunshine of summertime. Well, the Lord Jesus, in some of his parables, compares this productivity in nature in summertime with what happens spiritually with God's people here in this life. We are called to produce fruit to God's praise, living out the fruit of the Spirit and being zealous of good works to the honor of God and for our neighbor's well-being. Peter exhorts us in 2 Peter 3:18 to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Herein is my Father glorified, says Jesus in John 15, verse 8, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Is that also what you are aiming for and pursuing this summertime? Are you working and praying, praying and working, that your life be spiritually productive in this summer season? Yes, even when you are so very busy in your work, is this spiritual focus still underlying everything you and I are about? That whatsoever you do in word or deed, you may do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him, as Paul exhorts in Colossians 3:17. Will you and I be fruit-bearing branches of the vine, Christ Jesus, this summer? Jesus makes clear, shall we be so truly? We must not only be engrafted into the vine, Christ Jesus, by a true and living faith, but we must abide in Him and have His Word abide in and with us. Is that also how you want to live and aim to live this summer? Continuing on, the Bible makes clear, summertime is not only to be a season of spiritual praise and prayer and productivity, but it is also for all a season of peril or danger. Yes, in different ways, the Bible makes clear, in the summertime of life, we are in danger of becoming distracted or misfocused or deterred from the way we should go. Proverbs 10 verse 5 mentions one way people can fail in summer. The text reads, he that gathers in the summer is a wise son, but he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame. Too many people foolishly go through life in a daze and spiritual ignorance and can't be bothered to hear nor obey the gospel message. Too many also become all focused in the summertime of life just on the pursuit of the treasures and pleasures of this world. How hard we can work in the summertime to get ahead in this life. That is not wrong, of course, but it is most foolish if that becomes your be-all and end-all for living. And it is most foolish and fatal to live for the lusts and pleasures of this life as your ultimate pursuit. Jesus says we are fools if we will be rich in this world's goods and pleasures and forget above all to be rich before God. Have you learned this all-important lesson yet? The summer season has so many enticing pleasures which ensnare people on the broad way that leads to destruction. How about you in this regard? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you, is what Jesus says in Matthew 6:33. Is that what you are about too, dear listener? The peril or danger of distraction from what is all important, are you aware of it and always on guard against it? Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Why is this all so urgent and infinitely serious, what I am saying now? Well, because the Bible makes clear in its viewpoint of summertime, not only is this season a season of praise and of prayer and of productivity and of peril for us, but it is a season that is passing too. It is a season that will come to an end and never be again. The summer season is a season of harvest. We all know that. And it serves as a picture of one day, and who knows how soon, the great and final harvest day will come, when the day of grace will be over and the day of judgment will come. In Amos 8 verse 2, the Lord points the prophet to a basket of summer fruit and proclaims, the end is come upon my people. In Jeremiah 8, verse 20, we read the haunting words of the weeping prophet to unrepentant Judah: "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." If a farmer will not plant and water his fields in the summer season, he will miss out on the harvest too. But how much more serious if we miss out on the great harvest day, when all God's true people will be taken up to be forever with Him in glory, and all the rest will be cast away as chaff for the fires of eternal hell. This is why it is so infinitely important that we all be as wise sons and daughters who take seriously the gospel message and repent and believe in the harvest season. Now yet it is the time of grace. Now still the sunshine of God's mercy and forgiveness and loving kindness in and through Christ Jesus for whoever comes to Him is still freely and sincerely and truthfully offered. But suddenly that day will be over. None of us knows when that day will be over for you or me. Therefore also the Bible urges, today is the day of salvation. Today, harden not your heart through the deceitfulness of sin. Summertime is a passing season. Will you live and die not ready for the harvest time when it suddenly comes? Those who are ready can be known in that they take seriously what else the Bible teaches about summertime, namely that it is preparation time for the future. Then you live life knowing what really counts is not what the world says, but what God's Word says. Not what Satan says, but what the Savior says. And it is not the earthly and temporal things that guide and control you then, but the spiritual and unseen realities of the world to come. Summertime is a time of preparation for the season to follow. And the summertime of life, God's people know, is given to us to prepare for the endless season of eternity to come. Are you preparing for eternity and preparing others, too, to be ready for that great and final and eternal judgment day to come? Isn't preparing for that future all about truly and increasingly looking to Christ and living for Him and being immersed in His Word and busy in His service at home, at work, in the church and community? Nothing in life's journey here and now can be as important as preparing for eternity and being prepared. The gospel message is that through Christ and His work and word of salvation, as Peter says, an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:11. Does your life reflect so preparing for the endless future to come? Then also you will realize that summertime, according to God's design, is meant to be a season of pleasure, holy pleasure and delight in the gracious gifts God grants to us for body and soul in this life for now, and even more forever in the world to come. Our society promotes living for pleasure, but the pursuit of pleasure apart from God always ends in dissatisfaction, whereas the pursuit of God and His salvation in and through Christ as a primary focus makes all of life a pleasure. Then you can also really enjoy summer holidays when you know it is but a foretaste of eternal holy days to come. The Bible's perspective on summertime. There really is nothing like it. You find that out when you look to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord and live by His gospel word. And truly, I'm not kidding. Amen. The preceding message is available in printed form. If you would like to receive a copy, write to the Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9790 Carlton Street, Chilliwack, BC, postal code V2P6E3. You can also find us on the website at www.frcna.org. Thank you for listening.